I'm here. I'm queer. Get over it. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we have the audio of Dancing with Those Stars. Yeah, don't normally play that kind of audio on the station here, but since Adam Carolla was a finalist or is still in the competition, we thought we'd play the audio. This is the first time it's going to be played on the station because it just ended. And we'll see moments from now whether Adam Carolla will be dancing next week or whether he'll be, doing something else with his afternoons, like hanging with the kids or relaxing more, because I can't imagine how tough that is. He does a morning show here from 5 till 6 till 10 and then has to dance all afternoon. And he looks like he absolutely effing hates it. And that's my opinion, but maybe he doesn't. Dancing with the Stars, let's see if Carolla survives here. Thanks to a Randy Wang, we got the audio here. It's the first time you'll hear it on any radio station. Dancing with the Stars, Adam Carolla. How did he do?
Now we're going to find out. Scary music time. Priscilla and Louis, Adam and Julianne. On this fourth week of competition, the couple with the lowest combined total and therefore leaving tonight.
Uh-oh. Oh, this music. Jesus Christ, it's like they're deciding who they're going to put to death in San Quentin. All right, just get to it!
Jesus Christ.
Get to the... Who's going? I can't take it anymore!
Get your freaking act together here!
How long did ABC spend doing this? Come on! Are they ever going to tell us who lost this thing? Like 2 minutes of airtime they spend on this.
We'll just blow through it.
Here we're not blowing through it. It takes forever to do this. Jerry, you got to cut this down, dude.
Adam and Juliet.
Amazing.
Come on down here, you two.
Adam, when you started this competition, I don't know if you ever would have thought you would have had a standing ovation. Last night, a unicycle. What would you have done next week?
I would have, first off, next week is not going to happen. Let's talk about right now. I want to say at the time of my life, I lost 20 pounds of fat. I gained 105 pounds of angel. I love this girl.
Wow.
And I got to plug my movie, The Hammer, in theaters now. So I recommend this experience to everyone who's scared of everything. If something scares you, I want to get philosophical for
Please
one second,
do, Adam.
Tom. We all don't get the opportunity to do Dancing with the Stars, but you at home, there's something that scares you. There's something that is your Dancing with the Stars. Embrace it. Don't run from it. Do it.
A life lesson from Adam Carolla.
Julianne, we got to give you a moment here. Wow. What has this guy been like?
I'm getting all teary-eyed because, you know, everybody sees him as the funny guy, but he's amazing. He's a really great guy.
And he's becoming quite a dancer.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I'm going to dance my way right to the buffet.
All right.
So it's over, folks. Dancing with the Stars, Adam Carolla has been officially removed from that show. Jerry, please. I'm sure you'll talk about it tomorrow morning on the show. So tune in tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m., right? Is that right? Okay. All right, the Adam Carolla Show tomorrow. Jerry, you can't drink straight vodka like that when you're doing the show. Jesus Christ, man, right out of the bottle. God almighty. All right, our own Randy Wang is with us. Nice to see you, Randall.
What's up, Timmy?
How are you? He works on the Carolla Show, and he also works with us here at on the evening show. And he was very excited last week. All week, it was like a he had like a sort of a snap in his step, a little giddy up in your step.
I was glowing, Tim.
Yeah, because you were going to go to Vegas to gamble with your dad.
I was going to go to Vegas. My dad called me, said, this weekend, you and I are going to go to Vegas, and we're going to gamble. And that sounded like the greatest time of my life to me.
I have done that a couple times with my dad. And gambling with your father is the greatest thing on the planet. Now, I also gambled with my grandfather. My grandfather used to, he lived in Cleveland, Ohio. And we used to go to Thistledown, which is just in Randall Park there. And, we used to go to the horse race together at Thistledown, and it was the greatest experience of my life. Me and my grandfather, his name was Dan Conway, we called him Papa, and we'd sit there on that rail, man, with that racing form. It was colder than hell sometimes, and the summer was hotter than hell, but we'd sit there on that rail and bet those horses, and that was the greatest time of my life. I still remember exactly where I would sit, and I was young. I was like 14 years old, but... he knew all the guys there. He knew all the horses. You know, he had a cigarette or two. He used to smoke a pipe, have a pint of beer, and just watch the horses run around. And I learned so much from my grandfather, my dad, just being around gamblers and the tables and the horses. And the stories that I still tell to this day are from those experiences. So you probably were thrilled. You're going with your dad to Vegas.
I thought it was going to be the greatest experience of my life.
All right, so you show up at his house in Valencia?
Yeah, I drive up from my house in Valley Village to my parents' house in Valencia.
Let me see if I got this straight. I'm just going to guess what happened. And I don't know. I'm guessing that you drove to his house in Valencia. You both got in his car. Maybe it's a convertible. You put the top down. Maybe you had a glass of wine or a shot or something because you weren't driving. You go to Vegas. You BS the whole way there. You get to the hotel. You throw your luggage down. You go downstairs. You get wasted with Dad, drinking and gambling, all crazy. And Dad gets so nuts that he wants to go to a strip bar. And you go there and hang with Dad and bond and the whole great session. You wake up Sunday completely hungover. You have breakfast, one of those big buffets, and you drive back, and mum's the word.
You know, Tim, that's exactly how it happened.
Is that right?
In my dreams.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I get to my parents' house. And the car that's pulled out ready to go is my mom's SUV because I got tricked and my mom and my little brother were going to come with us.
How old's your little brother?
He's 14. He just turned 14 last week.
Happy birthday. Christ. And what's his name?
His name's Kevin Wang.
Kevin Wang. Okay. All right. And so you get to your house in Valencia and mom gets in the car.
Yeah. Mom gets in the car. The little brother gets in the car.
Did you not want to go at that point?
At that point, I was thinking about going back to Valley Village.
Right. All right. So you get in the car and you drive the back way to Vegas through the desert?
Yeah, we took the 14 up and then over to the 58, the real boonies road to Vegas.
Yeah, that's the real heartbreaker up there because that road, you feel like you're going to die every time a truck passes you. All right, so you get to Vegas and I'm sure you got, four rooms? There's four of you?
No, we got... one room in probably the hottest hotel in Vegas, Circus Circus.
Wow. Dad stepped up to the plate.
Jesus Christ.
One room for the four of us, a two-bedroom, you know, just...
one bathroom?
Yeah, one bathroom. Probably the size of this studio for the four of us.
One toilet.
One toilet. One can.
Well, and four people.
In Circus Circus.
Holy Christ.
The... slum of Las Vegas, if I'm...
I don't know. I like Circus Circus. I take my daughter there, and she likes the shows, and I've been stayed there in a while, but last time I stayed there, it was pretty cool. All right, so you're in Circus Circus, and you got... now, who? Your mom and dad shared a bed.
No.
What?
My mom and my little brother shared a bed, and I shared a bed with my dad. But I don't think anybody got any sleep. Because one thing about my family is we all snore like you wouldn't believe.
Jesus, it just keeps getting better.
Everybody, you know, snores as loud as hell, and we all blame each other because we don't realize we're snoring. It's just them. And my dad had a great line the other day. He said, it's like the Three Stooges snoring, you know.
The Four Stooges.
So I'm sleeping next to my dad, who is just the whole night.
Right.
And my mother won't go to sleep, which is great because she's the loudest snorer. So she just sits there and reads the entire night.
Just stays up all night reading.
And I
couldn't Dad spring for another? I know Circus Circus is not the most expensive joint on the Strip.
As the billboard says, best deals in Las Vegas.
Yeah. I sometimes, there's always a 9 in the price for the hotel there. It's $29, $39, $59.
I think it was $59.
$59. At that point, don't you take $59 of your own dollars and wander down the hall?
I wish I would have done that.
That's the move, huh?
There was a lot of I wish I would have.
Yeah, throw money at the problem. So you shared a double bed with your dad?
Yeah, well, I guess it was a full-size bed.
And how was that? A little tight?
It was a little tight, but I got used to it. But the problem was...
I imagine farting, because, you know, Vegas food is not the most nutritious. It's high in calories and also spicy. What was the scent in the morning?
Well, luckily I didn't share the bed with my little brother, because...
He
was piling the farts on all night.
Oh, Babu. What a break for your mom.
When you're 14, you think that's still really, really, really funny to fart in front of your family.
Yeah, so. I do too. I'm with them on that one. So he's farting away in your mom's bed.
Yeah.
And you're sleeping with your dad.
Trying to.
Right. And the weekend that you thought was going to be you and your dad gambling together.
It turned out to be a lot of sightseeing. We get to the casino probably about 2 o'clock. They throw me with my little brother, and we have to go to the Adventure Dome in Circus Circus, you know, the little theme park in there.
So you're babysitting him.
I'm babysitting for about 2 hours while my parents go down to Slots of Fun and lose a bunch of money.
Right. So, but weren't they losing more money than it would cost to buy another room?
Yeah. In the hour and a half I had to babysit my little brother, they lost enough to buy another room.
Right. But they could have also, I mean, you have a credit card, right?
Yeah.
You could have gone to the desk and said, hey... Shlom no like him sleeping with pops, the kid farting and mom reading, ace me down the hall.
At the time.
That's lingo, by the way. At Circus Circus, they'd understand that.
Yeah, I believe they
would.
Means
another room, please.
But at the beginning of the trip, I thought, you know what? We're only here for the day. I'm just going to stay up the whole night.
Right.
And I won't have to sleep, because when everyone goes to sleep, I'll go out and I'll get hit the casino.
Right.
But what ended up happening was, after we got done at the Adventure Dome, my parents walked back up. They lost about $100 in an hour.
Right.
So then they say, let's go sightseeing. So my dad forces us to walk down the entire Las Vegas Strip. Not taking a cab, not taking a bus, walking down the Strip. And it was about 90 degrees out in the middle of effing Saturday afternoon.
And what'd you do? You stopped at every hotel?
We walked through almost about half the hotels, just saw what everything was like. It was
nice.
Did
you gamble at every hotel, or you just look at them?
Me and my dad, this is the nice thing, we would walk through casinos and just suddenly just throw a dollar in a slot machine.
Right.
And my dad would have to search out all the, he loves those giant slot machines, the novelty ones.
Right.
So he would search those out in every casino, says, those are the ones that are going to pay. Those are the ones that are going
to. Yeah, everyone always wins on those.
Yeah, nobody. Nobody won.
What? So you lost too. How much did you lose?
Throughout the entire day and a half that we were there, I lost myself about $70.
That's, wow.
And then I ended up spotting my dad about $100.
Oh, yeah? Did he pay you back?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. But, he's probably good for it, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
What happened was, the only nice part of the vacation, because we were so dead tired from walking up and down the Strip, that we all went to bed about 11 o'clock, which was horrible.
Wait a minute. The four of you went to bed at 11 o'clock in Vegas?
We couldn't walk. Have you ever walked all the way up and down the Strip?
You walked all the way to Mandalay Bay or to MGM?
We walked, all the way to MGM.
Jesus Christ.
And my dad refused to get us a cab on the way back. And I don't know why I didn't. I should have just got one myself and said, F you guys, I'm out.
Wow.
But I could barely walk by the end of the night, so we all went to sleep about 11 o'clock. But then the nice part of the vacation came when me and my dad woke up at 4 in the morning, and we go down to Slots of Fun right there on Circus Circus. And for 3 hours, we just play slots and video poker together. That was the nice part of the vacation.
Bombed.
That's what saved it. At 5 in the morning, I went to the bar and I ordered a Triple Crown and diet.
Jesus. Why diet at that point?
I can't drink the sugar. It's too sweet for me.
All right.
But
Now, let's talk about the sleeping arrangements again. You're sleeping with your dad. Your mom's sleeping with your brother.
Yeah. I'm in one bed next to my dad, and he's snoring like you wouldn't believe.
What's everybody wearing? Did everyone bring pajamas, or is a lot of, nice underpants?
My mom's in a robe, and me and my dad and my brother are all in a T-shirt and shorts.
Are there any pictures of this?
No, not really.
Of the whole crew?
No, I forgot to take pictures with my video camera.
Yeah, oh boy.
I should have.
The cheap vacations are the ones that guys remember, though.
Yeah, I will remember this vacation for the rest of my life just because of how cheap it was and the fact that we didn't... The most I ever won the entire vacation was $10.
Jesus Christ. All right, Babu, I'm sorry that happened to you. All right, Randy Wang, everybody, the biggest stud on the planet.
Yeah.
All right, when you were a kid, were mom and dad really cheap when it came to vacations? I don't remember my dad being so cheap, but I do remember my mom being fairly frugal when it came to vacations. We went up to Mammoth. We were going to go skiing up in Mammoth, and my mom rented a motorhome, and she had six kids, plus we brought a babysitter, so that's seven, and my mom. And my mom was going to drive all the way to Mammoth and, you know, yelling all the way, you know, swearing at us, you know, mother effers, why did I have you, the whole run, everything that makes you feel so great as a child. But we finally get there, and we pull up to the hotel, and I remember my mom going in and having a huge argument with the dude at the front desk. I remember there was she blasted away at him for some reason. And so my mom said, F you, we're not staying here. We're going to go get another hotel room. There weren't any other hotel rooms. That was, it was like a Thanksgiving or Christmas. And no, it was Thanksgiving, and they were jammed. So it was six kids with a housekeeper, or not a housekeeper, but a babysitter, and my mom all sleeping in one camper. And I can't tell you how brutal that is, because she did not get the expensive one. There was one bed, one little, like, double bed, and a couch that I remember my sister sleeping on. And then everyone else just sat in a chair or laid down on the floor and fell asleep. And I remember at one point all the windows were closed, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I thought to myself, I can't believe that this is going on. That six kids are in a camper. Three of them are laying on the floor. One of them, I had to sleep in the driver's seat with my, you know, feet up on the wheel. And my other two brothers are back in the bed with my my mom. It was the cheapest vacation on the planet. However, the most memorable as well. There was one toilet there that got clogged. And then during the day, we would go out. Everyone would go out, you know, skiing on the, we weren't that good. We went on just the little slope there. But we'd all come back into the camper, all wet from snow. The clothes were wet. The skis we had to keep inside because my mom didn't want the rental skis to get ripped off. So it was, they were all packed into this camper. It was just like a big van. And it was hell on earth. And we left after the second day I got back. And I now understand why my dad never, ever went on those vacations. He always said, screw it, because he knew that it was going to be arguments and it was going to be a lot of cheapness. The mom and dad vacation that you went on with mom and dad were really, really cheap. I bet you remember those. I'm sure you got a story or two about that. 520-9710. How cheap are your parents when it came to vacationing when you were a kid? Randy Wang went to Vegas recently. He's 24 years old, 25 years old, 22? And he slept with his dad in the same bed, and his mom and his brother slept in another bed. Four of them, one room, $79. $59. Jesus Christ, man. $15 a head. Mom and dad, were they cheap as hell with vacations? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Quick quiz for everybody. See how well you know sports. Let's start with Gina Grad here. And then we'll ask Jerry and Randy. Real quickly, how many more games left in the regular season for the L.A. Kings?
Four.
Jerry Wyshoski.
Hockey's one I have no idea about. I'm going to say 12.
12. Let's talk to Randy. How many more games left in the NHL season for the Kings?
I'm going to say 10.
All right, you say 10. Jerry says 12. You said 12. And Gina, you said 4. All right, guess who wins? Gino, ma'am.
What?
Yeah. 0 is the right answer.
Oh.
Season's over. I guess you guys didn't read the
I don't follow hockey, dude.
Season's over, gang. We'll pick it up next year. All right, Mom and Dad, when you take when you took vacations, by the way, Gina, for getting that right, you get $50 worth of Super Lotto Plus coupons from the California Lottery.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Awesome, thanks.
So, yeah, we'll put your name on that prize sheet. If there's any questions about it, tell them I gave it to you. All right, Mom and Dad, real cheap on vacations when you were a kid. Randy Wang just told us a great story. He went to Vegas last weekend, and his dad sprung for a room at Circus Circus. A room. A shower. A toilet for the four of them. And two beds. Randy Wang sleeping with his dad, and his mom sleeping with his 14-year-old brother. Quite a stretch from my favorite vacation in Vegas. Holy Christ. Four people, one room, and everyone is in bed at 11 o'clock. Are we your parents cheap as hell when you were a kid? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Aaron in Norco, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Their idea of camping was we grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. Their idea of camping was going up, taking the 2.5-hour drive to Flagstaff, driving to where, you know, where we're not supposed to be, because we were all really dirt poor and cheap.
Right.
And we took our little Oldsmobile car. I was probably 8 or 9 when we were doing this. But we'd take our car and we'd drive up to the woods, and we would spend the weekend or, you know, the 3 days, 3-day weekend or whatever, camping. And we didn't have any, we all slept in the car. We brought our loaf of bread and marshmallows for food, and that's what we did. And we take little hikes and things like that.
But everyone slept in the car at night.
Yeah, that was the worst part of the whole thing, because I remember my stepdad, he would have his seat all the way reclined, so I would be in the back seat, sat up in his, with my knees up to his back, and it was the same for my little sister who sat behind my mom.
Yeah, but you know what? As Jesse Jackson says, it's not what you buy your kids, it's where you take them.
Yeah, and you know what? That was some of the best memories I have from my childhood, was spending time like that with my family.
Yeah, I mean, those are the best times when, you know, you're busted out, or, you know, dad's busted out, and he still makes an effort to try to entertain the kids.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, we thank you for calling, man. Look at that. Let's talk to a John in Highland Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Mom and Dad cheap when you were a kid?
Oh, Tim, huge stuff.
Look at you, dude.
So a couple hours into the trip to Grandma's house,
right.
Dad pulls over at the rest area and opens up the hood of the car. And in the engine block, he's stuck in tinfoil some macaroni and cheese leftovers from last night's dinner. Heated up on the engine block, and that is lunch.
With a couple of moths and flies that have gotten into it through the grill.
I don't know how much lead I've taken in over my life, but yeah.
That's pretty wild. Well, you know, that's great. My grandfather did something like that. He didn't have much money, and he needed to, save, you know, every dollar he could. And yeah. I remember he used to put a can of chili. He would take a can of chili and put it over the pilot light of the stove. And he did that, like, at 6 in the morning. And he'd come home at 6 at night, and that thing would be piping hot, and he'd eat the whole can of chili.
I guess that's a pioneers in real a green alternative living here, is heating your dinner on the car engine.
Yeah, my dad still has... when my grandfather died, He literally had. He was busted out. He spent a lot of the money, enjoyed his track and everything. But he had like 82 cents on him when he died. And my father framed that 82 cents and still has it on his wall. 82 cents, man. That's all he got on him.
Nice.
Jesus. Hey, buddy, we're going to give you something, dude. That's a great story. Hold on 1 second. We're going to give you $50 worth of Super Lotto Plus coupons from the California Lottery. Do you know that every day in California, there's an average of 72,201 Super Lotto Plus winners? That's just the average. They average that. They ballpark it at 73,201.
How many people are in Southern California?
I guess there's a lot. Every day in California, there's an average of 73,201 Super Lotto Plus winners. I guess that's right. It says it right there. Buy your ticket today. Super Lotto Plus, a state of winning. So get your tickets, man. There's 73,000. Jesus, if that's true, I've been passed up by a lot of that. 73,000 a day. What the hell happened to me? Didn't get one of them ever. All right, mom or dad, cheap on vacations? Let's talk to Humbert in Monrovia. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Tim, I love you, man.
Hey, you're the best, Humbert.
Hey, you know what? Seven kids. My parents were cheap. The only time we went to anywhere together as a family was either to the supermarket or the hospital. You know... I remember though, my dad, he used to do one-on-ones with me.
Right.
And he would take me over to Santa Anita Racetrack. And while he was betting the ponies, he'd have me collecting cans.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. And one time, man, he says, hey, I'll bet you some money. Go on long shots. Long shots will always win you money.
Right.
And he let me bet $4 that I won, that I got from collecting, you know, food for some of the pari-mutuels.
Right.
And those were his buddies. I go get a soda for him. They'll give you the change. So I got $4, man. I hit on a long shot for $100. He gave me $5 and kept the rest. He passed away though on February 2nd, man. And I do miss him.
Yeah.
And he was a good guy, man. And you know, when you talk about the horse track and all that, man, it brings back those times.
Oh yeah, my dad. I remember my dad took me to the track when I started going when I was like 3 or 4 years old. But I remember being in third and fourth grade when my dad would take me to the track instead of going to church. We used to go to Our Lady of Grace in the Valley. It was on White Oak and Ventura. It's still there. And my dad would say, hey, listen, I'm going to take Tim to the early mass. We're going to hit the 10:15. And and we'll be back in the afternoon. Maybe we'll stop over at Ernie Anderson's. And then we get in the car and we go to the track. And I remember one day... We came home from the racetrack. My mom says, how was church? And we said, you know, I said it was cool. And I remember having a racing form in my back pocket. I must have been about in fourth grade. And she stops and she looks down and she goes, what the hell is in your back pocket? And I said, it's a racing form. She said, where'd you get that? And I said, I got out of dad's car. I guess he was there last week. And she picked it up and she looked at the date. And I caught that racing program right across the face.
When I was younger, I used to always, my friends would always say, man, dude, my dad took me to a Dodger game. Man, it was always so cool. And I sat there and I used to think, I always wish my dad would take me to a Dodger game. But I knew he'd have me collecting cans there too, man.
All right, buddy. Hold on 1 sec. We're going to give you something too.
Hey, awesome.
All right. You get a family 4-pack of free Friday passes to the Toyota Grand Prix. Of Long Beach, sponsored by Salon Paws. Yeah, if you got a pain in your back, your neck, or wherever, get yourself a Salon Paws and patches. Sprays and patches. You can spray and patch. Be more active. Race runs April 18th through the 20th. So get on out there and look at the race and put your Salon Paws on when you go down there. There you go. All right, we're mom and dad really cheap on vacation. We just heard from Randy Wang. His dad took him to Vegas for the weekend last weekend, and the guy sprung for a room. And the four of them, Randy's mom, Randy's dad, Randy and his brother, all slept in one room. Randy slept with his dad, and his mom slept with Randy's brother. The four of them in two double beds, man. Holy Christ. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly, except him.
What an a-hole.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Arsenio Hall comes by, and he's always very entertaining for 3 hours, man. I love that guy, Arsenio Hall. And the bad vibes to the Lakers tonight. They lost 112-103 in Portland. That's the sixth straight road loss in Portland. That's not a good sign. All right, Mom and Dad, are they really cheap on vacation? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. How about Julio in Riverside? You're on 97.1. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up with you?
Ain't much, man. Got one good story for y'all. My parents were kind of cheap, but this one time they saved up a whole lot of money, and you know what I'm saying? They took the whole family to Disney World right. over in Orlando, and it was myself and two other brothers. And after we went to Disney, they took us out to a one of those buffet spots, you know what I'm saying? We were kids. We were about, I was like 13. My other brother was like 10, and the other one was a lady, 11, you know? And we go into the line, and they're about to pay, and the lady at the register asks, how old are the kids? You know, if they're under 9 years old or 8 years old, they eat for free. Oh, yeah, they all under nine, and we spoke up. Hey, what the hell, you know, I'm 10, the other one's 11, and we're 13. And, well, man, I'll tell you what, we got an ass beaten real big that day.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, trying to be the cheap way, you know. Hey, you're all eating free, so shut the hell up.
Yeah, you know, I've done that before. I was, I used to go to the Kings game when they were playing at the Fabulous Forum, and I had a brother, Sean, who was very small for his age. And I remember being, geez, I was probably about 17 or 18, and maybe he was about 7, but he looked like he was like 3 or 4. And I used to carry him on my shoulder, like pretending he was sleeping, and walk into the forum with him. And the guy's like, oh, you got 2 tickets? I'm like, shh, dude, he's sleeping. No, he's got the 1 ticket. He sleeps. He's going to sit on my lap. This is my baby brother. He goes, oh, all right, sorry, dude. Then he'd get in there, he'd put him down, the guy would run for 4 effing hours, man. Run all over the joint. He was like 12 when I did that to him. All right, Mom and Dad, cheap as hell. Randy Wang went to Vegas this weekend, or this past weekend, and Dad sprung for 1 room, 2 beds, and Randy slept with his dad, and Randy's mom slept with Randy's brother, the 4 of them, in bed by 11 p.m. at Circus Circus. Oh, Babu. Jesus Christ. Jackie in Placentia, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, Tim. I love your show.
Oh, you're the best, baby.
Oh, thanks. I don't know if this actually qualifies since we didn't end up going, but we were supposed to go camping. And I guess after the divorce, my dad was a little broke.
Right.
And he had promised. So he ended up setting up a camping ground in the backyard. The only thing is, though, we didn't even have a tent. He took a rope, tied it to the tree.
And a blanket.
To one side of the porch
right.
or the backyard. And he threw over those blue tarps, like
right.
the construction things. And then every time we wanted a s'more, we had to go inside the house and cook it over the stove.
Yeah, but don't you remember those? At the time, it seemed odd, but you look back, and those are like the fondest memories you have.
Oh, yeah, it was totally fun.
Yeah, those are the best. All right, Jackie, thanks for calling, baby.
No problem.
All right, there she goes. Gina, you have a term for those. What do you call those when you, it's not really a vacation? What is that deal?
Well, it's not my term, but they're actually called staycations. it's supposed to sort of trendy-ize, I suppose, poor people.
Right.
And it just means you spend your vacation at home. And
set
it's
up shop
to be
in the backyard. A little barbecue. Enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
All right. All right, folks, we got to take ourselves a little break. Then we come back. We'll talk to John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. And then don't forget again, tomorrow, Arsenio Hall's coming in. That'll be an awesome Wednesday with Arsenio Hall. And then Thursday at 8, of course, Jesse Jackson happens. And then Friday, Sam Phillips, I believe, is coming by. What a week.
Sir.
Yes, what a week, man. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.